Looks like you could use a new one.
I'm sure my daddy will get me a new sack.
Where's your dad, Jerry? Aren't you two supposed to practice?
He's not here yet.
Again, Jerry?
He'll show up. Unless he got run down by a truck. Daddy! Daddy's here. Daddy, I know we haven't spent much time together lately, what with you working so hard and me running away for 32 years, but all that's going to change with this race. Boy, I'm thirsty. I'm going to go get a hot dog. Why don't you practice hopping around by yourself? Ooh. Hey, give me a Diablo dog. Drag it to the salt, and don't be stingy with the bacon bit. Today. Gee, I'm fresh out of cash. I wonder how I'll pay you for this.
Mrs. Blake, kiss.
Doctor, I hope you have some good news about my husband.
Well, this is the hardest part of my job. I've done it 1,000 times and it just keeps getting easier. What's left of your husband is dead. Yellow. Well, this is he. What? That's impossible. Yes, that's looking sort of a miracle. The Mustang's won. I had a lot of money down. Now, where were we? Oh, right. Your husband's dead.
And what are the odds he might recover?
A million to zero, Jerry. Your father is gone.
Well, he's got to recover. This was our time to get to know each other.
The only thing you need to know is that he's dead. I'm sorry for your loss.
Doctor, can't you fix my caddy?
Little girl, I wish I could. Your father was dead on arrival. No matter what I did, he just kept getting dead.
Well, maybe there's a mistake.
Jerry, I may not know how to cure people, but I do know death when I see it. I ought to. I'm an orthodontist.
I can't wait to go head-to-head with Mount Valley in the sack race. Oh, I can just taste that golden sack. It's going to fit nicely in my trophy case.
You know, speaking of Mount Valley, evidently, Jerry Blank's father was eaten by a pack of rabid dogs. And for some reason, she's not taking it well.
What?
I hope that grieving student has a good sense to keep it to herself. We need our school spirit. Cassie, you're a student counselor. What do you think?
Well, naturally, a student counselor, my first responsibility is to the teachers. I think they're going to be okay.
No, good, but keep an eye on the situation. I don't want my students worried about whose daddy is going to drop next. Grief is the sort of thing that spreads like DD at summer camp. Why can't these things happen over the break? Damn, my boys are cooking.
Jerry, what must it be like to lose your father?
Oh, hey, kid, how you doing? And how am I?
You look okay.
No, I'm just putting up a brave shell. It's just, you know, this whole thing is making me think about my daddy and when he dropped me off today. We were talking about his father and my granddad and how upset he is about his father, my great-grandpapa. Evidently, he isn't doing so well. He's getting so old.
It's okay, Mr. Jellyman.
No! I am going to feel these feelings.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hey, Jerry. We were just talking about me.
Oh, and how are you doing?
How do I look? Jerry, I want you to know that when you experience loss, it's important to feel. Grieve, Jerry. It's okay.
I am grieving.
No. This is grieving.
Right. Say, Orlando, do you want to come with me?
I have to sign up for the father-student separate.
I don't mean to seem insensitive, but wasn't your father torn to shreds by wild dogs?
But he promised me that we'd spend some more time together.
Jerry, you're in denial. Your daddy is dead.
Maybe I am in denial. Unless, of course, he's alive.
What brings you to our celebratory week?
My mother prepared this jello mold.
Oh.
It would mean a lot to her if you ate it.
I'll put it with the other jellos.
I just wanted to say, I'm really admiring the way Jerry has been ignoring this whole business.
Thank you for your lovely sentiments, Mr. Blackman. But I should tell you that Guy's last wish was that no darkies attend his wake.
I understand.
I knew you would.
Oh my God, Joffrey, pull yourself together.
Hey, they've got Chow.
How can you think about food when I'm in this much pain?
This is how I deal with your grief, Joffrey. I eat. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go discuss your sadness with that pork loin.
You do a wonderful job. Oh, my God.
Oh, he was definitely a challenge. When I got him, he looked like a blind man's jack-o'-lantern. So I took a deep breath, grabbed a tub of putty and a trowel, and from there, it was simply
sharpie.
Jerry, what are you doing here alone?
Just mending my sack for the big race.
Listen to me, Jerry. I was just pawing at your dead father a moment ago, and it really helped.
You know, I think I saw him today. He was waiting for a bus, and I screamed, "Daddy, Daddy, you're not dead!" But I think he had to go somewhere because he ran away really fast.
Jerry, most of your daddy is in the belly of a dog. If I could accept your father's death, why can't you?
Just that.
Can I get some gravy for these potatoes? They're a little dry. Well, they are.
I can't do this. I shan't.
Yes, you can. You must.
No! Oh, the skin, it's so cold and scaly. really, the veins are like earthworms battling for attention. The claws are... that's my hand. It's just a little dry. Oh, Daddy. Daddy, you're dead. And now I'll never really know you. About him.
Thanks. As you can see, throughout history, what the clown does is he takes something tragic, such as
Jerry. You're late. I hope you have a good excuse.
My daddy died.
Whose didn't, Jerry? Have a seat. We were just talking about mirth and merriment.
The classic Harlequin clown was the mischievous trickster, always stirring up the pot. Now, I'm sure you've all had some pretty amusing experiences with clowns. Anyone care to share one?
This was this one time. I was going to the annual dance. The theme that year was dancing, and my daddy was going to chaperone, but he had to work late. The point is, he never showed up, and now he's never gonna.
Okay. Anybody else care to share? Maybe a story involving clowns?
This one time, Daddy and I went to the circus, and just when we entered the big top, this guy wire came loose and snapped around like a bullwhip, slicing this one clown Bongles in two. And just before he died, the top half said, "Let me see my wife and children." Life's like that. One moment, you're planning on spending some quality time with your daddy. And the next minute, you're watching two small, dead clowns.
Jerry, can I see you in the hallway, please?
Listen, Jerry, students look forward to my clown class all year long, and I don't appreciate you coming in there and pissing all over my glee. Now, I know you're upset, but it's been 2 days. You need to move on.
I can't move on. My daddy's dead, and I'll never get to know him. Never.
I know you've lost your father, but everybody has lost a father.
Oh, have you lost your father?
Oh, don't even joke about that. My daddy will never die. Do you hear me, God? Never.
Then how could you know what I'm going through?
Look at Jerry. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not dressed for it. Now, I don't want you back in my class.
Until
what? I don't want you back in my class.
Is this where they eat? Tell me this is some sort of holding cell for miscreants. Blank, because of your recent outburst in Noplet's class, I'd like for you to have a little chat with our student counselor, Miss Fine. Cassie, do your thing.
So, Jerry, I understand you have a little problem.
If by little you mean my dead daddy, then yeah, I guess it's tiny.
You know, thousands of people are devoured by high school mascots every day.
Is that true?
Probably. I don't know. No? Okay, I'm going to say this quickly because I'm starting to fade here. Granted, you may never jump in a sack with your father again, but that doesn't mean you can't get to know him. Go home! Find out about him.
I already did try to find out about him.
I suppose the key words of my last statement were, go home. Are you bored?
God, I'm bored. I should have brought a book.
Well, what would you do if your daddy died?
Hey! You'd love that, wouldn't you? Just because your dad was killed in some freak accident, nobody can have one? Well, I'll tell you something. My daddy's alive and yours is dead, and ain't nothing gonna change that.
Okay.
I don't care. Well, look who decided to cut it close. Get in the taxi. Where's the fathers?
Our fathers didn't come. We and the rest of the kids decided not to race.
What? Dammit. Tell me what my ears are hearing.
I don't know. Principal Blackman, in light of what happened to Jerry Blank, we feel it would be insensitive to be in this race.
Damn those dogs.
Hello, dead daddy. There's so much left unknown. Who were you? Did you love me? What was going through your head as those rabid dogs gnawed on it? Did you see me eating a hot dog? Maybe the answers are here. Daddy's closet. Oh my God! I never knew he golfed. But so what? Who were you? And did you love me? Guess I'll never know. What's this? That's a Jerry Love Daddy. What? A new sack! That's who you were! A father who loved his little girl!
So what's the 411, Onyx? Are we going to run this race, or are you planning a forfeit? I'll take that golden sack any way I can get it. You keep your hands off of my sack.
You have 5 minutes, or I'll have to call a forfeit.
Damn it. Up in this sack, and call me daddy.
I don't know.
But don't. Damn those dogs. Be silly, Black. It's a father-student race. You're the only student at Black Point that doesn't have a father.
Oh, yes, I do. And it's a father who loves me.
Hey, what is this? This is trap.
Let the hopping begin.
Yes.
Disqualified.
But why? We clearly won.
According to Section 3, Paragraph 4 of the rule book, 50% of the parent must cross the finish line. Looks like you've left about 75% of daddy on the track.
The trophy goes to Mount Valley.
It's okay, Blake. You did your best.
You know something, Chief? I may not have won the trophy, but I learned something a lot more valuable. You never really lose your parents, unless, of course, they die, and then they're gone forever. And nothing will bring them back. Right, Daddy? See? No response.
That was a bold wrangle to come from such a loser, Jerry Blake.
You're watching Comedy Central. Get ready for 30 minutes of sketch comedy chaos on the Upright Citizens Brigade next.